Copper Country United Way campaign continues, a big goal that has to be met to help out a lot of wonderful organizations that work here in our community. And there's a new fundraiser that has just kicked off to help the cause. Tim Givens from the United Way joins me this morning. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Going to have some delicious pasties all across the Copper Country to raise money for the United Way. How's this working?
We partnered with a few local businesses that were really happy that were able to help us out in their locations to buy tickets. You can go to these businesses and buy the tickets or the certificates. And then you have until February 15th to bring them to the stores, which we really like. Instead of having, you know, one certain day where there's a day to pick up the pasties, you may not want your pasty on that day. So with these certificates, you have until February 15th to bring them to the Pats in Hancock, Calumet, or Festival Foods in Houghton.
Okay, so just those three locations?
Yeah, that's where you can return.
Organization?
Yeah.
They're Pats Foods pasties, which are wonderful. Mm-hmm. They know how to make a pasty. And you buy a certificate, and then you have up until February to turn in the certificate at one of those three Pats locations, and you can get the pasties anytime you need them, which is really nice, because if you have guests coming for the holiday, you could buy a whole bunch of pasties, and that would really help the United Way. How much do the pasties cost?
One pasty is $5, or you can get five pasties for $20.
And where can you get these tickets or certificates that you need to turn in?
Right now you can get them at Copper World in Calumet. In Houghton you can get them at the Century 21 North Country Agency office, the Yummy Bar in downtown Houghton, Flowers by Sleeman, the UP Kids Big Brothers Big Sisters office, and right here at the Wolf Studios. Also at any Superior National Bank branch in Mohawk, Hancock, Chassel, and in the Ridgecrest Plaza in Houghton. And I believe that's it. And then how it works is you just bring those certificates to the stores and you just do your shopping. And then when you bring your, you know, you get your pasty from, I believe they're in the deli area. And just when you go to check out, you just show them the ticket and they'll take your ticket in exchange for the pasty.
Yeah, if you're having a holiday party, this is a great way to help out the Copper Country United Way. And many, many thanks to Pat's Foods and Festival Foods for helping out with this, because the Copper Country United Way campaign, and it's such an important campaign, but it has struggled a bit in the last few years, hasn't it?
It has. You know, when you do something every year, you're going to have your ups and downs, I think, from year to year. And it's, you know, United Way is a volunteer board. All these members of the board have, most of them have regular jobs, or if, you know, the board members that are retired still have other things going on. So it's kind of, you know, the raising money for the United Way is kind of like a full-time job on top of another full-time job for some of these people. So they hired me part-time. They're looking for someone part-time just to kind of get out into the public a little bit more, get to businesses and let them know, you know, exactly what the United Way does and what we're about. And just trying to, I've been trying to come up with some different fundraisers just to raise some more money and to get the name out there.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people who are looking for money, and so we recognize that a lot of people are asking. And it's really easy to say, well, I gave last year or I gave the year before, but the need doesn't retire with the previous year. The need continues on. What organizations are funded by the Copper Country United Way, Tim?
Right now we have 14 partnering agencies for this year, and it's actually open to any other agencies right now can apply for our following campaign. For this year, there's the Alzheimer's Association, the Barber Kettle Gunlock Shelter Home, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Child and Family Services of the UP, Dial Help, 4-H of Houghton and Cuna Counties, the local Girl Scouts, Goodwill Industries, the local Boy Scouts, the Cuna Family Resource Center, Phoenix House, Salvation Army, Upper Peninsula Emergency Medical Services, and the Western UP Healthcare Access Coalition.
So you've got things for kids and things for adults and things for seniors on that list. I can't think of anybody who isn't in some way, shape, or form touched by one of those organizations that the Copper Country United Way supports.
Yeah, before I got involved with the United Way, I guess, you know, it's safe to say I didn't really totally know what the United Way did. But if you look at our partnering agencies, I think you'll, like you said, you'll recognize at least, if not more, you'll recognize at least one of those agencies and say, well, I donate to them. But one of the nice things about the United Way is a lot of times these partnering agencies have matching grants of at least 50% or to 100% of the money that they receive from the United Way.
So me giving a dollar might bring them actually $1.50 or $2.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to stretch dollars in a time when dollars need to be stretched.
And if you have one particular agency that you believe in, you know, that you want to help out, if your donation is of at least $25, you can donate that to just one partnering agency if you like.
Okay, so you can designate which agency it goes to. So if you've got grandkids in the Scouts or the 4-H, or if you've been touched by one of those organizations, you can help them specifically through the Copper Country United Way campaign.
Yep, as long as your donation is $25 or more, you can say, you know, I want it to go just to this particular agency.
What is the goal this year?
The goal is $135,000. I know I don't know how many years ago it was up around 150 and they weren't reaching that. And actually last year, I believe it was 135,000 and they didn't, I don't know what they got to. They didn't quite reach that yet. So they kept it for one more year and we're just going to, you know, we'll evaluate at the end of the campaign if it's something next year we think we can reach or if we may have to lower it again, but
we need to change that trend.
Yeah.
We need to change that trend. Those are all wonderful, worthy organizations that are working very, very hard. And I know people in many of them, and I know that their resources are stretched very, very thin, and they're doing everything they can with what they have to maximize their effect. So nobody's wasting any of this money. This money's not going to fleets of corporate jets or anything like that. It's all going right here into the Copper Country, and all of this money stays here, right?
Yeah, all of your money that you donate to these agencies stays in the area. Like you said, there's no national organization that part of the money has to go to. All your money donated in the Copper Country stays in the Copper Country.
Is there a website or a Facebook page that the United Way has up?
Yeah, we have a few. We have both. The website is www.coppercountryunitedway.org, and Facebook is, if you just search the Copper Country United Way, you should be able to find it that way. And then if you have any questions, you can email ccunitedway@gmail.com.
So go to the website or go to the Facebook page. You can find out how to donate to the Copper Country United Way because you don't have to buy pasties to donate.
No.
You can just make a nice donation and
just feel a nice really little good. Bonus.
You know, one of the things too with Christmas approaching, and I have done this in the past, I don't buy Christmas gifts for my family members anymore. They don't need anything that I can get them. So I will often just make a donation to some organization. And when we get together for Christmas, I'll tell them, you know, in your name, a certain amount of money has been given or certain thing has been done for this organization. And I wanted you to know that this has been done. If you're in a family like that and you don't do the Christmas gifts or the Christmas gifts just kind of seem pointless because nobody really needs anything, consider making a donation to the Copper Country United Way because you can make a whole lot of difference for some people by doing that.
Yeah, you can. Like you said, it's just, I think one of the biggest things too is, like you said, people may worry about, I only have maybe a dollar in my wallet or $5, but we don't look at it as just $5. We think of it as, if 20 people donate $5, you look at the big picture and you look at that $100 donation instead of a $5 donation. So don't think any donation is too small. Any and all donations are appreciated.
Yeah, if you give what we can, if we all give what we can, we will make that $135,000 goal and we will get those organizations funded. And again, let's run over the details about the pasty promotion. The pasty promotion, you can get your tickets for the pasties, your certificates at what locations again?
Up north, we'll start in Mohawk at the Superior National Bank branch, Copper World in Calumet, in Houghton at the Century 21 North Country Agency office, the Yummy Bar, Flowers by Sleeman, the UP Kids Big Brothers Big Sisters office, and right here at the Wolf Studios. Also at the other Superior National Bank branches in Hancock, Chassel, and in the Ridgecrest Plaza, which is located up behind Applebee's.
And so it's $5 per pasty or $5 for $20.
Yes.
You buy the certificates, you bring the certificates to Pat's Foods, the locations in Calumet and Hancock and Festival Foods in Houghton.
Yes.
You turn them in between now and early in February, and you get your delicious pasties and you help out the United Way. Sounds like a win-win to me.
Yep, sounds good.
Tim, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck with this, and have a wonderful Christmas, okay?
You too.
Tim Givens from the Copper Country United Way here on Keweenaw's Classic Hit Station, 97.7 The Wolf.